So Meath All-Ireland winner Paul Shankey is set to become the new Waterford senior football manager. The Portlaw club man will be put forward for ratification on a 2-year term at the next county board meeting. And delighted to say that Paul joins me now in our Dungarvan studios. Paul, first of all, how did this all come about?
Yeah, Thomas, thanks for the invite. Much appreciated. I suppose it came about that Waterford were actively looking for someone to get involved. And I reached out to one of the members of the county board, and we had a couple of brilliant meetings with Pat and Sean Michael and Neil, and a couple of great meetings. And as a result of that, they gave me the nod.
Have you been receiving a lot of messages, Paul, since the announcement was made?
Yeah, it's great. First of all, I love the GA. I love football. So it's obviously very proud to be considered as the county manager, and obviously very proud to get involved with the bunch of players that I witnessed over the last few years. So yeah, all the messages, the phone has been great excitement. The phone has been hopping, a lot of it abusive in a funny way. I mean, delighted, and I can't wait to get involved with the lads.
As I'm sure you're aware, Paul, like, Waterford football is at a low ebb at the moment. Your predecessor Aoife Fitzgerald said that the county is in crisis at present. Like, all that considered, what attracted you to the role?
Every time you listen to somebody talking about football, they're always complaining or whinging. And like, at the end of the day, it's a great national sport. And I have watched a lot of Waterford footballers over the years. And, you know, if they were living in Cork or Dublin or Meath, they'd be on those panels. So there's loads of talent there. I suppose the key objective is to listen to the players and enhance on what they found was really good over the last few years. Aoife's done a fantastic job in his management team. I watched them last year a few times, and I watched them against Meath in the Tailteann Cup, and they were very impressive. And I suppose what we're ultimately trying to do is just continuously improve and enhance and listen to the lads and what they felt was good last year. A couple of small things that we can bring, hopefully, to enhance it, which will be player-driven. And just create that environment where lads are enjoying, want to play for Waterford, enjoying the game. Ultimately, it's pretty simple, pretty simple things. If you're in a group where you feel trusted and you feel like you're enjoying the game, you're going to play better. It's pretty simple logic. So hopefully we'll progress that over the coming quite quickly, actually. time is of the essence.
It certainly is.
So yeah, we just want to create that environment as a group that Waterford players want to play Gaelic football for Waterford, and create that's sustainable. It's not short term improvements. It's a long term journey.
For people that wouldn't be familiar with you, Paul, what's your own background in coaching and management?
Yeah, well, obviously, I'm from Meath originally. The reason I'm down here in the beautiful county of Waterford is I met a woman in college, Limerick University. So I played at various levels. I come from a very small rural part of Meath called Camina Mud. And, you know, we hadn't a big pick, but we went from intermediate. We won everything, mine under 21, intermediate, senior. Lucky enough then got involved in a few Meath teams. Obviously, from a coaching point of view, I've involved with various teams in Waterford, ladies football teams, Portlaw football teams, school teams. I've trained and listened to a lot of experts over the years, between Sigerson and All-Ireland teams under Sean Boylan. So, you know, I'm a keen learner of tactics from different sports and different areas. And so I'd like to apply some of the logic. But, I've watched a lot of teams train and do various things, and it's the good teams tend to do everything very simple. If you watch Dublin, or if you watch Kerry, if you even watch the warm-ups, they're very simple. It's all the basic skills at speed, and if we can sometimes people try to overcomplicate things, and I'm pretty old school, not old school as in not with the science, but I'm a bit of a traditionalist. But obviously I like players to play and play what's in front of them. They're all bright lads. They're all very smart young men now, so play what you see. But,
touching on those playing days with Meath, like, what were your highlights over the years lining out for the Royals?
I suppose it's not just excitement of knowing you're ready to play. Like, you just, you know, I was lucky enough to play in a minor at Ireland in 92. Donegal beat Dublin in the senior final. And it's just, you know, you just, the highlights of those days is just the pace and the heat and the crowd and just knowing, you know, if you have knowing that you're ready to play, and you know, you can't beat that. You know, sport is a hobby, but just being knowing that you're fit and fresh and that you're mad for action is probably every player's dream. And you know, I was lucky enough. I was on and off the Meath team, starting wise, and I think at a highlight senior level, I played in the Leinster final 2001. Played against Dublin a few times, and we weren't lucky. We won it, but unfortunately, I hurt a leg before the semi final against Kerry that famous day where Meade hammered Kerry, and that was the. I'm still trying to get over that, but anyway.
All right, okay, very good.
But thanks for bringing it up.
Who was your toughest opponent in those inter-county days, Paul?
They were all tough. Like, even at club, even at county level training, you could be marking Trevor Giles or Graham Geraghty. You couldn't get up against anything better than that. But county level, you know, we used to play a lot of challenge matches against the Northern, the Armagh, and they used to be feisty, nice, friendly. They were called friendlies, but they were anything but friendlies. But all at that level, you know, and particularly if you're playing cornerback, wing back, you were always up against a very tough opponent. There was no sweepers or there was no men behind the ball in those days, so you were exposed a little bit more. But the likes of Oisín McConville was very talented, and you know, Jason Sherlock. But ultimately, at club level or county level, yeah, Geraghty was interesting at times. Yeah.
I'd say he was.
A class act, yeah.
I'd say he was. You could be coming across some of those people again on the sideline, Paul, in the next couple of years. So.
Yeah, well, even when first came down to Waterford, I first played with Rick Gormick. Richie Power was a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal footballer. And then you'd play against Stradbally, and Brick Welch was unbelievable. And you go down to the Nair and Shane Welsh, you're thinking this should be easier.
Yeah.
In fact, it was like these guys were unbelievable footballers.
Yeah, and you've thrown in your lot with Portlaoise over the last couple of years, Paul, both as player and manager as well.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I we moved to Portlaoise, my wife's a first cousin of Richie Powers, so that's why I trained Rick Gormick. I was commuting to Meath for a while trying to play with club team, but I was training with the Rick Gormick lads, but then I transferred, and then when we moved to Portlaoise, obviously then I transferred over. It just made sense living in the area, play with Portlaoise. But yeah, very fantastic club, another great traditional club, and I suppose the great thing about Waterford clubs is, even though, you know, hurling might be the number one, they'll always produce a Gaelic football team, which is fantastic. So at all levels. So yeah, we had a good. Portlaoise doing great at the football. We've won an intermediate championship one again. Then I think 2 or 3 years ago, we're up and down senior intermediate. But we're doing very. The lads are doing phenomenal work at committee level.
Looking at your backroom team, Paul, over the next 2 years, you brought in Mikey Cronin as coach from Carrick Davins. What will he offer to the table?
I suppose the Mikey Cronin brings in a strong strength and conditioning background, so predominantly that. So the background team is still very, very open. We have identified a strength and conditioning team, and we have some guys that are fantastic staying on from previous years in terms of medical care, in terms of logistics and all that type of stuff. So it's still some open actions or open positions there that we're proactively looking into in the very short future. We want to address quite quickly. So yeah, it'll be a good team, a good focused team, and I'm looking forward to closing on that in the next couple of days and weeks.
Yeah, well, what will the next couple of weeks involve, Paul? Because it's not too much longer before you'll be looking ahead to McGrath Cup and National League as well.
Yeah, well, as collectively, obviously through the GAA structure, we can't come back training as a group until the 24th of November. So the team are meeting up, and we're proactively putting a plan together. But that'll be, again, player driven. Everything we do will be player driven. So there'll be a training schedule driven out for the players over the next couple of months. There'll be loads of new players looked at. It's probably high on the agenda. And it's key then, obviously, to keep the core of the team from previous years in the squad, and proactively look at new guys. So that'll be kind of a key action over the coming weeks. Collectively, we can't train until the 24th, but it's identifying, been to a lot of matches over the last couple of weeks, and identifying guys, and particularly identifying guys that are keen to come in, and hopefully. I've got some great messages today from clubs around Waterford that what can we do to help. So, you know, it's, I think that's the key message I'd like to get out from. We contact all the various clubs around the county that, the you know, they talk to the players and say, listen, we should be very proud to represent your county and come out and do a bit.
Yeah, just from listening to you in the last 10 minutes, Paul, like it, you feel like there's a lot of potential in Waterford football.
Yeah, well, I'm fully convinced there's a squad of 20 to 30 lads in every county. I'm just fully convinced of it. There's nothing different between a man born here and a man born, or a woman born here and born in Kerry. It just doesn't, there's no science background to it. So I'm fully convinced with the right environment and the right, I won't say objectives, that sounds very boring, but the right environment and a group that focused on the right things, that we can progress quite quickly, and hopefully we'll do that.
Well, Paul Shankey, new Waterford Senior Football Manager, thanks for dropping into studio today, and all the best for the next 2 years.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Thomas. And if ever, we're always open for, we're looking for media exposure, and we're delighted to have you have this opportunity to talk to you, and you're welcome in at any stage.
So that's all for this week's edition of Laura na Páirce. Plenty of sport on WLR over the weekend. Waterford FC versus Cork City is coming up very shortly here with commentary team Ray Scott and John Frost. And that's all with thanks to McConnell's Toyota. Nigel Kelly will be back with On the Ball on Saturday from 12 midday, while I'll have updates on Sunday from Ballymacarbery versus the Banner in the Munster Ladies Football Final. Thanks for your company as always. Slánga fóill.
Laura na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.